Hello, Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, this AM. Mary, how are you?
Mark, it's good to be back with you, and I'm on your same time zone for the first time.
Hey, that's amazing. We're both on Central Time. That's a great arrangement, isn't it? I don't think my listeners necessarily understand the level of sacrifice that my Pacific Time Zone guests undertake when they come on with a two-hour time difference.
Well, it's actually worse now because I spent the whole day in an airport and had a nine-hour layover somewhere because of a mechanical problem, and so I haven't gotten any sleep tonight. So last night, I can't really guarantee the quality of my comments this morning.
Well, I can never guarantee the comments of mine either, but I'm glad to have you, Mary, because I know politically, ideologically, and in terms of media ability, that whether you're a guest on this show or a guest host, that we're in good hands.
Well, you're kind. Thanks, Mark.
What's going on at Council Bluffs, Iowa?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's pretty exciting. The Constitution Party National Committee is meeting, and we've got a meeting that starts in just a few minutes downstairs. We've got people coming from all over the country because there's a lot of stuff that's got to be decided in these next coming months coming up to the 08 election. We're going to be talking about some of the resolutions that the Constitution Party will adopt, and I have to say that the Constitution Party is adopting resolutions that none of the other parties are touching, like the Real ID Act and electronic voting, things like that that are critical to the freedoms and the sovereignty in this country. Nobody else wants to touch it. We'll also be looking at what we're going to do should Ron Paul not get the Republican nomination, and it certainly doesn't look like it from the way they're discounting him. But what will we be able to offer voters in the largest third party in the country? Because two out of three people are saying they're not liking the political status quo.
Well, let's take a look at a couple of these issues that you mentioned, Mary. One is this Real ID Act. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I think it's a de facto national ID card. And for those who say that, well, we have to have it, basically the federal government has mandated that all the states have a compliance in basically a national ID card, which is going to contain biometric information. You're not going to be able to get on a plane without it. It's basically a way of coercion. Now, they haven't told the states how to fund this, and there's an enormous, enormous backlash across the country. Many states have adopted legislation which have said basically said they will not implement the Real ID, and lots of other states are on course to do that. Because, it is forget about states' rights, forget about, any of the options the states have regarding identification. So this is getting enormous, enormous, thankfully, play in the country. So we've adopted a resolution saying this is not okay. The Real ID should not go forward. As a matter of fact, we have a Missouri State Representative, Jim Guest, who's going to be joining us. He started Legislators Against Real ID, and he's going to be joining us to tell us why people are finally waking up about this and how onerous it is. And we're also going to be talking about black box voting, which is electronic voting, which does not bode well for free elections, as we've seen. So we are adopting a resolution this weekend saying that black box voting, electronic voting, which cannot be verified, that there has to be an end to that. In fact, there's a Clean Elections lawsuit, which has been filed against 10 states.
When we come back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, we'll take up this conversation once more on the whole issue of electronic voting. What does it mean? And is the American electoral process quite quickly evolving into a pro wrestling match where the whole situation is rigged? This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Mark Hancock, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. By the way, as a little point of autobiographical trivia, my dad was a very well-known high school football player in southwestern Iowa back in the late 1930s, and subsequently went to play football for the University of Omaha. And used to play against Council Bluffs in high school when he was with the much smaller Hamburg Wildcats team in Hamburg, Iowa, which is right about in the middle of the United States. If you want to know where my earliest roots are in this country, if you look at where Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska come together and throw a dart at that area, you're likely to hit the town of Hamburg, Iowa, which is right where those three states intersect. And it's right near Council Bluffs, where Mary joins us this morning live. I understand, of course, from what she said, that there's a Constitution Party National Committee meeting going on there today that may have great significant import in the national political scene in the days ahead. Among other things, the Constitution Party is considering the dangers of electronic voting. Mary, how serious is this danger, and why should Americans be concerned about this whole business of electronic voting?
Because, as Stalin said, he who casts a vote decides nothing. He who counts the vote decides everything. The globalists have way too much to lose at this stage of the game. If somebody like Ron Paul were to actually wind up getting enough votes to win this presidential election, and it's entirely possible when you take a look at the groundswell of support for this man, and if you've ever been to any of the Ron Paul confabs or gatherings or speeches, it's a cross section of everybody, whether it's liberals, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, constitutionalists. People across all party lines are saying enough is enough. Both parties have completely and utterly sold us out. So there is that possibility. In fact, I was reading today, and I'll get to answer your question by way of sort of a circuitous route, that most people do not know that Rudy Giuliani's positions are very liberal on abortion and same-sex marriage. 55% of the people, according to a USA Today poll, don't know about his views on supporting abortion and gay rights. So if that's the case, all they're seeing is this 911 hero. They don't realize that he's a gun grabber. He's a globalist. He supports the Trans Texas Corridor. In fact, his law firm out of Houston is representing the foreign corporation that's building this North American this NAFTA superhighway. So on every front, Rudy Giuliani is frightening and would not in any way be better than Hillary Clinton. So if you see what's at stake here, the globalists have everything to lose if Ron Paul winds up getting enough votes to win this. So what happens is you have people vote electronically. There's no paper trail. There is no chain of command where you can actually see what's happening to the vote. The folks at Princeton and Stanford have actually hacked into the system. You've just got a number of well-funded corporations beholden to both parties that have the electronic voting, the systems, the recounting, all of that. And so we don't know that our votes are being tallied properly. So we have a resolution at the Constitution Party to say we've got to have accountability, and there's a clean elections lawsuit against 10 states. Virtually every Secretary of State in the country has signed on to electronic black box voting, which means that the vote that you cast, you cannot be sure that it's actually being tallied the way you cast it. And I believe one of the quotes from a Stanford or a Princeton professor was, give me 30 days to hack into this system and I will be able to do that based on the software. And they were able to do that. We have a big problem coming up in 08 if we allow, as a free people, if we allow black box voting or electronic voting to continue, because we go around the world and we police monitor free elections. It's not happening in our own country.
Yes, and in regard to this whole situation that's taking place politically right now with the Ron Paul candidacy in the Republican primaries, assuming the worst, which is that he is not the nominee, and that's an assumption. Let's not preclude the possibility of a miracle. But if he is not nominated, what are you hearing out there in Council Bluffs among some of these Constitution Party activists? What do they see as Plan B for the real American right?
Well, because as James Dobson and a lot of the folks in the celebrity Christians are saying, they cannot vote for a pro-abortion Republican. So at this point, they're saying that they would vote for a third-party candidate. We're seeing the greatest growth in voter registration are those who consider themselves independents. Republicans are the lowest number ever. Democrats are down. Independents are fully a third of the voters. So what's happening in Council Bluffs is we are looking at what we will do to provide Americans with a choice where they don't have to hold their nose and vote. And there are a number of well-known, and I'm not at liberty to say at this point, well-known and maybe lesser-known people who are interested in seeking the Republican, the Constitution Party nomination. And they will come to a convention in Kansas City in the spring of 08, and they will, delegates will vote. So right now, we've got a number of people that will be visiting us here in Council Bluffs, and we're poised to be on the ballot in all 50 states and to offer voters a real choice. So remember, the Republican Party was a third party at one point, and that's where we're going.
Well, you know, one of the things that occurs to me in this whole scene, I was reading in the first part of the show several essays on this whole situation with the so-called American Empire. I'm referring to Philip Golub's essay this morning at thestar.com entitled "The Sun Sets Early on the American Century." And then, of course, Paul Craig Roberts has commentary at the online journal this AM entitled "The Iraqi Genocide." And, of course, as one looks at the whole shipwreck of American foreign policy in the Middle East, I've suggested to some of the listeners that this might have a silver lining in terms of an eventual movement of the American situation away from empire and back to republic. In the same vein, I think of a disaster of the magnitude of a Giuliani nomination to be the Republican candidate for president. And as disgusting as that is to me, it seems to me that that draconian a scenario might play right into the strategy of the Constitution Party and of the American right generally, the real American right, in the months that would follow such a debacle.
Yeah, because people have said, I just won't vote. Now, if you give them another choice and you give them somebody who is going to be straight down the middle on all of their issues that they can actually say, hey, wait a second, this is what I believe, these are my principles, then they're going to vote rather than not vote. So, it's becoming apparent that there is not one candidate out there other than Ron Paul and whoever the Constitution Party puts up there that is against this empire building in Iraq and in Iran. And every single candidate, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney, all of them are saying, Barack Obama, we're going to stay the course in Iraq. Every one of these has the same, every one of these candidates has the same agenda. So at what point do we say, hey, wait a second, this does not represent me?
Well, in terms of this presidential sweepstakes thing in the Constitution Party, I would imagine on the one hand there's probably an element of debate in regard to the need of the Constitution Party for a so-called marquee name candidate. On the other hand, there may be a complete rationale for going with somebody who's ideologically sound and who's very talented and is a good communicator who is not widely known to the public. How do you think that's going to play out?
I think it's going to play out, and I think it's going to play very well with the American people, because at this point we really do not have a candidate that we are pushing or are endorsing. We're going to let the whole process, the procedure, take place, and everyone who is 100% constitutionally sound is going to be able to throw their hat in the ring. And when Americans see what this particular person believes and gets to know them, they're going to say, oh yeah, that's definitely my cup of tea.
Well, here's something that I'd like for you to react to, Mary, and I think it's just an incredible piece of public relations for the Constitution Party, actually being handed to you by, of all things, McClatchy Newspapers, which is hardly a conservative source. But David Lightman has an essay posted on Wednesday, October the 24th there. And the title of this essay in the McClatchy Newspapers is Bush is the Biggest Spender Since Lyndon Johnson. This is a Washington byline, and the piece goes on to say that George W. Bush, despite all of his recent bravado about being an apostle of small government and budget slashing, is the biggest spending president since Lyndon Baines Johnson. In fact, he's arguably an even bigger spender than Johnson. Stephen Slavinsky, the director of the Budget Studies Program at the Cato Institute, says, quote, he's a big government guy, unquote. And then David Keating, the executive director of the Club for Growth, says that the numbers are clear, credible, and conclusive. He's a big spender, Keating said, no question about it. Take almost any yardstick, says this essay in the McClatchy Newspapers, and Bush generally exceeds the spending of his predecessors. And then, of course, there's a statistical chart here along the left-hand column of the article, and it says a comparison of the annual growth in discretionary spending by presidents since 1964. It includes defense and domestic spending. It does not include entitlements such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That needs to be added here. But when you look at these statistics, George W. Bush is at 5.3%, LBJ at 4.6%, Jerry Ford at 3.0%, Jimmy Carter at 2.4%, Ronald Reagan at 1.9%. We'll ask Mary Stira to comment on this when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Stira, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary, again, getting back to this post of October the 24th in the McClatchy, Washington Bureau, it says that you take almost any yardstick and Bush generally exceeds the spending of his predecessors. When adjusted for inflation, discretionary spending, or budget items that Congress and the President can control, including defense and domestic programs, but not entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare, shot up at an average annual rate of 5.3% during Bush's first 6 years. That tops the 4.6% annual rate Lyndon Johnson logged during his 1963-69 presidency. It really begs the question, doesn't it? How does anyone who calls himself or herself a conservative support the policies of George W. Bush?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll tell you, it continues to confound me, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there too, and that's because people who are not paying attention, don't let the facts get in the way. They will make an assessment, and they will say, it doesn't matter, it's better than a Democrat. It doesn't matter, it's better than a Democrat. And so what we do is we look for the fact that, for instance, Planned Parenthood spending is, under this quote-unquote pro-life evangelical president, is the highest that we have seen, even under a Clinton administration. So when we look at whether the growth in the Department of Education with No Child Left Behind, if a Democrat had tried to push this type of an agenda at the federal level, we would have been screaming and yelling. But because he's a Republican, that covers a multitude of sins, supposedly. And so we see this march toward all the things we say we don't want, but we give it a pass because it's somebody with an R after that name, after their name. And just to give you an example, to bring it up to today, if you look at the fact that 84% of Republicans and those who are consider themselves conservatives don't know that Rudy Giuliani, and this is as of January, that Rudy Giuliani supports abortion. Two-thirds even now don't realize that. 8 out of 10 still don't know that he backs same-sex civil unions. So what they do is people will look at an image. They'll say, here's a guy who's strong on terrorism, but they won't look at the fact that he's a gun grabber or he's a pro-abort. Again, it's as I'm fond of saying, George Bush could molest a nun on primetime television. We'd find a way to give him a pass because he's better than a Democrat. I ask people, put them side by side. Don't look at who did what, and look at what candidate or what president or you know, what office holder did what. Cover the R or the D, cover their picture, and tell me there's any difference, or that we're better off with a Republican.
Well, yes, and to me, the height of the imbecility of all of this occurred recently when Giuliani appeared before the National Rifle Association and tried to state his case as to why those of us who believe in the Second Amendment should feel comfortable supporting him for president. I mean, based upon Giuliani's record on firearms, that to me was absolutely the last straw.
But what happens is typically you'll see candidates during a campaign, they'll don an NRA hat, they'll grab a hunting, you know, a rifle and stand there for photo ops, and no one will ever then question their Second Amendment position. Mitt Romney did this with great aplomb, even though he was quoted as saying Massachusetts has the among the strictest gun laws in the country, and we need to keep them that way. Yet because somebody saw Mitt Romney with an NRA hat on, they figure, okay, and he's a Republican, he must be pro-gun. But he's not. They're not.
Yes, and again, I think you've already documented the fact that this this abortion tragedy is clearly something that's a tragedy, not simply in terms of the unborn child, not simply a tragedy in terms of this whole business of the post-abortion stress syndrome that so many women have undergone in recent years in their lives. But as I look at the way in which the religious right has been played for a sucker by a series of Republican presidents, I think of this abortion issue and certainly the whole issue of federal funding for Planned Parenthood underscores the fact that the Bush wing of the Republican Party, in truth, at least in my judgment, has no real serious biblical or ideological commitment to the right to life whatsoever.
Absolutely. And the right to life organizations in states, if you look at some of the legislation that they're supporting, by and large, they are supporting legislation which, for the first time in many states, will actually codify abortion and under the guise of supposedly this incrementalism, and we have to do it little bit at a time. You look at laws like the Lacey Peterson and the Connor Peterson types of legislation in different states that would make it a crime to take the life of an unborn child during the commission of a crime. Well, remember that the wording in those abortion laws that seem to be pro-life on their face actually for the first time say that an abortionist or the mother herself cannot be held liable for taking the life of a child. So Roe v. Wade ever goes back to the states, bingo, there we have for the first time that it is now legal in many states to perform abortions, whereas now it's not. So the right-to-life groups and those who consider themselves right-to-life, look at Dobson and those guys signing off on the partial birth abortion thing like it was some great, wonderful thing for the pro-life movement.
These are grim times. We'll be back with Mary Stewart, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Stewart, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, who hooks up with us live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. And of course, I would point you to a couple of things on the World Wide Web. One is the site of the Constitution Party. I believe that's both constitutionparty.com and constitutionparty.org. And also newswithviews.com, where you can avail yourself of the writings of Mary Stewart through her archive at newswithviews.com. Mary, what is the general sentiment that you're hearing at these Constitution Party National Committee meetings, as well as through the state of Iowa, through your travels, in regard to this whole issue of illegal immigration? How is the Republican Party going to sell, in the present political climate, the record on immigration of people like Giuliani and McCain and Romney?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, unfortunately, the statistics are showing that most people are not paying attention to voting records. If they were to pay attention to voting records and look at where these people really stand on immigration or the illegal invasion, they would see that there are very few candidates who are strong in the Republican Party. We know the Democrats are not. But if you take a look at what just happened yesterday, I believe, with the DREAM Act, and what that is basically giving in-state college tuition to those children who are here illegally and a variety. It's basically another form of amnesty. That was voted down, and I think that is a great bellwether, because when you start to see our elected representatives, Republicans and Democrats, who are leery of pushing one more bit of amnesty down our throats, they are finally getting the message. And you're also seeing this backlash against sanctuary cities. You've got a lot of bills that are now looking at the sanctuary cities, which basically means hands off for immigration to come in and crack down on illegals being there. But now state and federal lawmakers are calling for some tough action against the sanctuary cities. There is a backlash against the communities that encourage illegal immigration. There's, again, the DREAM Act, for those who've been following that, which would basically make an American child would have to pay out-of-state tuition if they decided to go to school in another state. But an illegal, a child of someone who was here illegally, would not only get that, but a lot of other benefits that American citizens are not able to access. So again, the Republicans are starting to wake up, but I don't see any candidates. Giuliani, Mitt Romney, with the exception, I think, of Tom Tancredo, there really are not that many who are strong on immigration. Even you know, Fred Thompson. So Ron Paul is very strong on immigration. In that, he says that the states really need to have their states' rights back to be able to enforce immigration laws that the federal government, frankly, does not want to enforce, because they want to integrate the North American continent into one country. In fact, if you take a look at what's going on in Kansas City, you're seeing that names of addresses have been changed. They're calling it Avenue of the Americas. Different streets are being changed because that's going to be the hub for the NAFTA superhighway. So while things are on the one hand on the fast track to a global integration, a hemispheric integration, we're starting to see the American people have had enough, especially when they look at the crime rate associated with illegal immigration.
Yes, and looking at, again, at this whole panoply of circumstances, it's absolutely incredible to me that I think any reasonable political analysis of what's going on with the Republican establishment gives us a series of things that are absolute anathema, not only to the American right, but to an increasing number of Americans who, when they're confronted with the evidence, start really examining where we're headed as a society. And when I think of Bush, for example, and the Bush-Giuliani wing of the Republican Party, let's just review a few things here. We're talking about a doctrine of federal spending that is clearly unconstitutional. We are talking about support for amnesty for illegal aliens to the tune of 12 to 20 million probably currently in this country. We're talking about support for yet another entity of the drive toward full-blown world government. I'm referring to this North American Union and this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement. You can throw in some corollary things related to that, like this DREAM Act that you mentioned. Then, of course, we're talking about this war in Iraq, which, aside from the fact that I personally believe that the Zionist Israeli lobby has had the most disproportionate role to play in America's decision to go to war, we can also look at the economics of this. I was telling the listeners, or reminding the listeners, of something that came out yesterday that was largely overlooked because of this horrific situation in Southern California. I don't know if you saw this, Mary, but the Congressional Budget Office came out with a statement yesterday that by the year 2017, that's only a decade from now, the United States will have spent $2.5 $5 trillion in this war in Iraq. Now, of course, that's a serious deviation from Mr. Wolfowitz's figure of $50 billion that he offered to us at the beginning of the war, that we would do the war, he said, and do the occupation and do the reconstruction of the country for only $50 billion. Now, the CBO is saying here, four and a half years later, that by 2017, we will have spent $2.5 trillion in this mess. What do you think the implications of that are, Mary, not simply for American disenchantment with the war morally and politically, but now economically, and also in terms of the long-term value of the dollar? I mean, is this truly a sunset period when it comes to the American empire?
I think your assessment is correct. I think that we have seen our golden years, and that the republic is basically just a breath away from expiring. And as many people, including Dr. Ron Paul, have suggested, that the dollar is not just going to tank, it's going to completely collapse. When you see the ownership from countries like China, who own so much of the paper and the assets of this country, they pull any of those, and we're done. The dollar is no longer the force that it was. So, yeah, the dollar is on the decline, and I think economically this war, not to mention what's going to happen when we get involved in Iran, this is going to portend an enormous financial catastrophe, not only for us, but for our children or our children's children. So we're not looking at that because it's sort of like, you know, bread and circuses. People are going along their lives, and they're looking at the horrors of the fire, as they should, and they're reading about the latest celebrity who's gone into rehab, and they're not really paying attention to what's going on. Of course, the folks who listen to your program, I have to say, my experience has been they're paying attention, and those who are on the internet and the group of people who are keeping their ear to the ground. But the majority of Americans are pretty much just fat and happy to sit and not really look at what this all means. But this war is going to ultimately cripple us.
Yes, I think so as well. And, when you look at the whole situation again, I guess I'm looking for the silver lining in the cloud. I think with the obvious indices that suggest that the American empire is drawing to a very, very serious close, or at least to a major drawdown, I think maybe this is the opportunity, going to prove to be the opportunity historically, for the American republic and for those who believe in a constitutional republic to reassert themselves. At least that's my hope as I look at the larger disaster that's clearly represented by all of this. Let me ask you something, Mary. I've been reading some of Howard Phillips' recent writings on the subject, and I noticed that Cliff Kincaid has something on this morning with News with Views. What is your take on Mr. Bush's support of this so-called Law of the Sea Treaty?
Yes, Howard Phillips, who, as a lot of people know, founded what became the Constitution Party, the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Howard Phillips has been talking a lot about that, and Cliff Kincaid. A lot of people are writing about that. That really does put another nail in the coffin for United States sovereignty by handing over the resources and the territory of what is on the sea, what is under the sea. Again, removing American sovereignty and putting us under the auspices of yet another treaty, which takes constitutional law and pretty much topples it on its head. Anytime we submit to one of these treaties, we're handing over any of the checks and balances or any of the guarantees we have in our Constitution. This lost treaty, as it's called, is and most people won't realize it unless they look at the implications. This is not just environmental or justice or under the guise of equality for all nations and the resources of the sea. This is handing over sovereignty, yet another piece of American sovereignty.
Yes, and as I look at what Cliff Kincaid has said about this morning at News with Views, I think we can clearly read between the lines and see what's happening here in regard to the usual suspects running for president on the Republican side of the aisle. Fred Thompson, according to Kincaid, has issued a statement saying that he, Thompson, opposes this Law of the Sea treaty. But when you read the actual quote that Cliff produces on this, Thompson says, quote, "I oppose the ratification of the Law of the Sea treaty at this time," unquote. And then Kincaid notes that both Giuliani and Mitt Romney have not taken a stand on this Law of the Sea treaty. I think that this is very suggestive of the number of globalists that are running for president on the Republican side of the aisle.
I think that's a great point because, as you mentioned, Giuliani's not weighing in on this and Mitt Romney. What they do is stay away from the issues that are going to get them in trouble because if they were to come out one way or another, they're going to alienate. And we know that they don't want to alienate. They want to be the, you know, they want to be this, the, you know, the cooperators. But we have to have division and we have to make certain, take certain stands. What Giuliani has done is he's tried to stay away from the issues that are going to tank him, you know, abortion and things like that. So he focuses on terror, on the global war on terror, and that kind of stuff, this big ubiquitous, you know, boogeyman that's out there that's going to get us all. Well, the boogeyman that's going to get us are the issues that that he's staying away from.
Well, in terms of where things are in Council Bluffs this week, Mary, your national committee, where do they think they're going to be by the fall of 2008 in terms of ballot access? Do you think you're going to make it in all 50 states?
We're on course to do that, and even if we're not, we think that what we have either in the bag or getting ready to put in the bag is going to give us conceivably enough electoral votes to put a third-party candidate in the White House. As a matter of fact, USA Today is even talking about the fact that if people like evangelical Christians or real conservatives knew Giuliani's record, they would go third party, which is interesting to see the two words third party being used in the mainstream media for the first time. People have had enough. And I think that ballot access, because the one party system out there wants no competition, you know, they got a monopoly on things and they want to make it as hard as they can. So ballot access is very expensive. So what I suggest people do is to, you know, check out constitutionparty.com, get involved with your state, get out there, do signatures, get this ball rolling. The more states we are on the ballot and the better chance we have of actually getting a third-party candidate in the White House.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about Giuliani. You know, to me, this is a most curious phenomenon. I don't know if he truly is the front-runner for the nomination or not. Fox News would like for us to believe that he is. But as I look at him, it is, again, just amazing to reiterate what you've already told us, Mary. We're talking about a guy here, meaning Giuliani, who is a gun grabber. He's pro-gay. He's pro-abortion. He is someone, of course, whose personal life is pockmarked with all kinds of question marks and problems and issues. He is clearly a Rockefeller Republican in the worst sense of the word. And yet, much of the religious right, or at least a certain percentage of the religious right, seems to believe that we should be supportive of him for two reasons. One, he's not Clinton. And then secondarily, at least, or so I hear it being said by those who on the so-called Christian right believe that we would have to live with Giuliani, at least he is sound, they say, on the war on terror. Dissect that psychology for us a little bit. You know, is the religious right, that portion of it that is pro-Giuliani or at least willing to support him because he's not Clinton, are they in effect saying that the Bush neoconservative foreign policy is in fact worthy and that it's worthy of Christian support, even if we have a pro-gay, pro-abort running for president?
Boy, you know, that's the thing that you want to just shake people and say, what is it about these two candidates, Clinton and Giuliani, that is any different? So, you know, anybody other than Clinton. And so we're still getting the same thing. So in a way, it would be better to actually have Hillary Clinton in the White House because at least the Republicans would put up some kind of a fight against some of these things. What I think is going to happen, and this is totally my opinion, I think this, you know, they're pretending that Rudy Giuliani is the front runner. I don't believe it for one minute, because if you look at all the polls, if you look at what's going on with Ron Paul, he really is doing well when people get him as an option. They don't even consider him when they're doing polls. They don't even put his name out there, so you can't really vote for him in any of these text polls or online polls types of things. But what I think is going to happen is they're pretending that Rudy Giuliani is the front runner. He's not really the front runner. What they're going to do is do a, you know, presto changeo and wind up giving us somebody like Mitt Romney, at which point we'll all say, oh, what a blessed relief. This guy is really, really conservative and we can vote for him. Except he's not. So it's sort of a you know, smoke and mirrors and a shell game, whereas they know that the religious right is not, and Christians and conservatives are not going to go Giuliani. So to make sure that they don't go third-party candidate, they'll offer up something that seems a little bit more palatable, but it really isn't on any of the issues. That's my opinion. I just think that this is so sinister.
Well, I think it's sinister, and I think you're exactly right in the way that it plays out. I was reading a story in the Rothschild-supported London Financial Times a few days ago indicating that John McCain's presidential possibilities are being resurrected in terms of poll numbers. And it seems to me that what we have is a situation where perhaps the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party has figured out that Giuliani is so bad as far as Christian right and gun lobby interests are concerned that they will eventually have to pull the plug on him and go with one of these other prepackaged models, possibly Romney or McCain, and that may be, in fact, the way that it plays. But as you know, and you've already stated it, these guys are no better. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system them today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the last couple of minutes of our conversation with Mary Sterrett today. She is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, hooking up with us live from Council Bluffs, Iowa. You can find Mary's writings at newswithviews.com. You can find the Constitution Party at both constitutionparty.org and constitutionparty.com. Mary, one final question this morning. I know that you know media inside and out. You've worked for everything from ABC News Television to broadcasting for a Salem Communications-owned Christian radio station up in Portland, Oregon. You know the conservative movement inside and out. Let me ask you, as somebody who knows media professionally and politically, how are you, as the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, going to get the message out about what your party is doing, given the fact that clearly mainstream Christian media and corporate media are starting to look like one and the same? How do you get around these guys to get the word out?
Well, interestingly enough, the word is getting out in spite of the fact that the mainstream media or the media sock puppets or the Christian cabal are trying to keep any word of constitutional candidates out of the public discourse. I like to look at what happened as a run-up to the war in Iraq. Look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, ABC, Fox, all of them beat the drum for war using false information. But who got it right? The ones who got it right were programs like yours, were the Internet. These are not as well-funded as the mainstream media, and yet what we had was disinformation and misinformation coming across, but the Internet and Internet radio and programs like yours actually got the information right and questioned the evidence that led up to the war, questioned 9-1-1, questioned all of this stuff. So what people are seeing now is that they're losing faith in the mainstream media because they can't trust them. If they got behind something that was patently untrue, then how can they believe what they're hearing now about the candidates? Which is why there's more and more interest and more information coming across on the Internet. So what I say is that despite the mainstream media's blackout on issues of constitutionality or good candidates or Ron Paul or the Constitution Party itself, we're seeing it creep into the discussion because that's where people want to go.
Yes, and in terms of what you think needs to be accomplished between now and the fall of 2008, what are the priorities going to be for the Constitution Party? Quite clearly, ballot access is one of those. Dealing with alternative media is going to be a second. In terms of crafting the key issues of the campaign, what are the two or three top ones that you think your people are going to be taking a look at in all of these state and local races, as well as the presidential sweepstakes?
Well, far and away is going to be American sovereignty and the North American Union, because once that is compromised, then we can talk all day long about candidates and issues, and it's not going to matter. We need to have the North American Union exposed, and we're the only party that's doing that. And we've got resolutions about that, but we're doing that on a state and local level because this is a state and local and, as well as a federal issue. What would happen with the North American Union? So, North American Union, electronic voting, the life issue, and absolutely, we've got to come down hard on the Real ID. Those are the issues the Constitution Party is working on.
It'll be very interesting to see what comes out of Council Bluffs, Iowa in these next few days, as well as what comes out of the Constitution Party in the next few months, Mary. I'd like to thank Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, for joining Mark Dankos America today live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Sharp. God bless you.
We'll be right back. with research.